Good morning. This past week's staff was Daf Lamed Beis in the third parak Maseches Ksubos Eilu Nayus. Let's start from the beginning of the sugya, which is on Lamed Aleph from the Beis, on the bottom by the two dots. So our Mishnah, the Gemara by us brings the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah, which are the Chayav HaKrisis. And the Mishnah says that Bechlau, the Eilu Naris, Shiesh Lam Knas, is the Chayav HaKrisis. So the Mishnah, Hagam, it is the Chiyav Misa, here. But Hayeh said it's only a Chorus, it's not a Misa's Bezdin. There's no din of Kimlei, Kimlei Rabmenei. That's what the Mishnah over here is bavoning. The reason why one might have thought that there's no knas specifically the chiddush by the rais is because of a kimlei. It's also mishnah. The tana of our mishnah, we saw this machlekes about this from Chaim ben Hakana. The tana of our mishnah holds that chayav krisis don't patter, and therefore there's no din of kimlei. Zotigmor, we have a contradiction to our Mishnah. Elu hein haloikin. The Mishnah Maseches Makis. Elu hein haloikin. Habol achoise velachoise ove velachis. Vachoise ima velachoise ishtoi. Velachis ochiv. Velachis achi oviv al hanidim. These are the arayas that are mentioned in our Mishnah. What does the Mishnah over there say? Mishnah is telling me Elun Haloikin Bechiev Malkis. The Mishnah over there is discussing all those lav and have a Malkis. And the Mishnah says that the Chavi Krisis, Hagam that is or more Chomer Dika Oynish or Chorus. However, there still is a Malkis. There is a Malkus, the lav over there, still gives a Malkus, and if the proper Tanoim are Niskayim to give a Malkus, the Hainu Hasro, the Mazid, then there could be a Malkus. Now the Gemara takes another step in order to ask the question that we want to ask, is V'kaimelon dein loike u'mishalim? The Gemara's question, B'moskul Rishon, is that we have the same halacha, someone that's mizanim with these arayas, and our Mishnah says that there's a chi of knas, that Mishnah says that there's a chi of malchus, and asks the Gemara that kain balon ein loike mishal, Rashi brings the drasha from the Gemara later on, kidei rishosai, Kedei Rishosai, that the pasuk that pasuk is talking in the parasha of Malkus, that we give him Malkus Kedei Rishosai, Abom Yakenu, and we learn from over there Kedei Rishosai Mishum Risha Achas Atamachayva Viatamachayva Mishum Shtei Rishoyes, and that's the mokor to this halacha that if there's a Chiv Momon and a Chiv Malkus which comes together, then we don't give him both. The Kaimelon de ain loike u'mishalim. Now, the Gemara, why is this a contradiction? This is just a question over here. I mean, the answer to that would be like this, that from each Mishnah by itself, that there wouldn't be a question, because each Mishnah only discusses one of the two Chiyuvim. So it would seem like that wouldn't bother us. We would say that this is the Chiyuv, that Kedei Rishosai is telling me that you have one of the two. But now that we have these two Mishnayos, and these two Mishnayos tell us that you have both Chiyuvim, right? So that's the question over here. So Kedei Rishosai says you only get one. So then contradiction is which is the one of the two, right? That's what That's how the Gemara develops a contradiction over here. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi Elu Ben Aloikin Im Hisru Bohem. Im Hisru Bohem. In order to get Malkus, you need to have Hasro. You need to have Hasro. The Kaim was of Rashi, then look at Misham, the Naphon the Kamo Mithay Vishosoy, Misham Mishach has had to Machai, the Atom Machai, Mishum Shtay Vishoyes. That's the Mokhada Halochum. Now, when learning that first Rashi, I already get some thinking over here. Right? I mean, Rashi says that there's a chiyuv. The chiyuv Malkus is only in history. Only if there's Asro. So, l'chored, that might be the answer to the question here, right? Being that you only get Malkus if you make Asro, so let's just think for a second what this tells us, right? Right. Let's see. How far this takes us, right? And let's say being that Malkus needs Hasro, so our Mishnah, which says that they have a Chiyuv Knas, right? That could have been without Hasro, right? We'll see. Right. More discuss this, but let's just speak this through over here. That could have been without Hasro. And therefore, then you wouldn't see from our Mishnah that when you mechuyev to the one that you get is the moment, because maybe our Mishnah is speaking about that there aren't two chiyuv because there is no hasro. So, were we to be more this question, so the direction to our koponim to deal with this question is that the dinner of kedei rishosay is that necessarily talking about when there's an actual chi of malchus. Now, what we mean with that is Shem already talk about this, right? Yeah, we'll wait till you come.
Just
kind of close this. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, you know, Baal Simcha himself is here. Wow.
Of course, Shema can make it. Oh, all right.
Well, 52, like your address.
That's right. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now that we have almost a full oilam over here, right, so we started the sugya on Lamed Beis, which starts on Lamed Aleph, Omed Beis towards the bottom. This is the sugya of Kedei Rishosli, right, the famous sugya of Kedei Rishosli. Loikim Mishalim, or Ein Loikim Mishalim. So the Gemara asks a contradiction. Now, the contradiction is made up of three parts, right, in order to ask this contradiction. We have our Mishnah, which says that Abo al achoyse v'chulu, these chiyuv increases. Mishnah says is a chiyuv knas. Right? And until now, we were discussing Kimle as far as the chiyuv misa, what effect it has on the knas. That's not our sugya right now. The Gemara says that the Mishnah in Maseches Makis says that these same arayis is the chiyuv malchus. The lav gives a malchus. So as far as that's concerned, fine. So you'll have both, right? But the point of the Gemara is that the halacha of Kedei Rishosay, that you don't get malchus in moment. Ein lekim mishalim. Now, the reason why the Gemara is asking this as a contradiction rather than just a kasha on the Mishnah, right, is because each Mishnah really doesn't say more than one chiyuv. Right? So each Mishnah by itself wouldn't be a question. You know, why are you getting, why are you paying, you know, kidei shosi? Each Mishnah says only one chiyuv. Maybe this is ein lek misham, but this is the one that you get. So that's why there's no question on kidei shosi from the Mishnah itself. The question is made up of a contradiction that when you have these two Mishnayos together, so if it's Allah Kedei Rishosu, what you know, you can't get both, so which one are you getting? So the contradiction is, this Mishnah seems to say that you're getting Momen, and that Mishnah seems to be saying that you're getting Malchus. Right? That's how the Gemara sets up the question. Now, we just started discussing like this, that Rashi, when Rashi tells us the halach of Elon Aloykin, Rashi right away says im hisru. Right? Im hisru. You get Malchus, you need hasro. Right? So that got us thinking one second. So if Malchus needs hasro, so maybe that's the answer to the question over here. Right? That if you need hasro, so that Mishnah you have the Malchus because you had hasro. Maybe our Mishnah was without hasro, there's no Malchus, and that's what is a chiyuv moment. Right. So we started talking like this, and the Rishonim already mentioned this idea. We mentioned in the previous sugya, concerning halacha of kimle. Right, so try to you know keep cheshbon. Oh, that is there are two halachas, and part of what we're gonna have to think about is whether they work the same way or not. But there are two halachas that, as far as getting one of two punishments, there's halacha of killing Rabbanei, that was what we discussed till now. That's when you have a chiyuv misa in Momen, possibly chiyuv misa in Malchus, and that halacha is very clearly defined, killing the Rabbanei. And the Rabbi Minei is very clear that the Misa is the more chomer, and that's the halacha that you get the more chomer and not the kal. The chiyuv Misa, whatever you hold, is whatever type of chiyuv Misa has this halacha. Misa's Bezdin, Koris, Misa Shemayin, like we discussed in the previous sugya. That's the halacha over here. Now we're discussing a similar idea. That when you have a Malchus in Momen, right? Misa in Momen, when was that halacha? And this is Malchus in Momen, which is a similar idea, right? Whether it works exactly the same way or not, that's what we'll see over here. That when there's Misa, when there's Malchus in Momen, you don't get both. Kedei Rishosai, Mishim Rishachat, Mechavi, Ein Loikeu Mishalim, right? That's all it tells us, and we'll see in the sugya, it's machlekes, you know, taka, what do you get? Ein leike misham. So, you know, which of the two? You're not getting both, but which one does what does one get? That's it.
Why is there no kimloy de barabinime? The Gemara seems to think one of them is more chamer than the other. If you would say neither is more chamer than the other, then it's, then okay, fine. So you need to say shtei rishoyos, and you don't have kimloy de barabinime. But if one is more chamer than the other, why do you even need shtei rishoyos? Why don't you say kimloy de rabbanei?
Well, the same way like we understood in the previous sugya, right? And how do you understand? Why doesn't it apply to Koros? Isn't that more chamer than mom? The answer is that kimloy de rabbanei was said to a specific type of einish, right? A misa, right? A certain misa, right? So this is not misa, this is something else, right? So therefore we can't just, use that halacha, right? So this is a new halacha over here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as far as this halacha, when you have Malchus and Momen, so what we just like to point out over here, which Shani already talk about such a thing like this, is that in the previous sugyo, right, we mentioned. Came across the halacha of chayvim misas shoygigim, right? Which means that let's say concerning the law of Tirei Mamne, right? That a person does something, achiv mises bezin. However, he did it b'shoigig, or did it b'meis without asra. So the chiv misa is not going to actually be activated because he's missing the conditions. So this is maybe machlekes, maybe not a machlekes, but definitely it's such halacha chayv misa shoygigin that even if that chiv misa, the act which could be mechayv misa, was in today, was done b'shoygig, nevertheless the halacha of kinyan rabbanei applies. Maybe we have to understand the mechanics. How does it work if you don't have a chiv misa over here? So what's the kinyan rabbanei? That's a lamdusha question, a good question for the lamdonim. Right? Akoponim, but we see that there is such a halacha which is referred to as chayv misa shoygigin. I just want to be clear what that means. Chayv misa shoygigin refers to when someone did an act, which this act with the proper conditions is mechayv misa bezdin, let's say. But it was done today without the full conditions. What conditions is it missing? So level one is that it was, let's say, bemazed and missing the hasra. That's why he's not going to be chayv misa. And even more than that, even if it was actually done b'shoigeg, but since this act is an act which could be mechayv misa, the Gemara has mekaris to this, that the halacha of kimlei applies. Still applies. So now, once that's so coming back to us over here, that we ask the question that Rashi tells us that the Mishnah says Elon Aloikin im Hisru. So on that we say one thing. So then isn't that the answer to the question? Right? That's im Hisru. So our Mishnah is without Hisru. So what we're saying is that doesn't necessarily follow. That Mishnah is talking about the actual Chiv of Malchus, right? When he's going to feel the pain on his back. That you need to have Hasro. But for the halacha of Kedei Rishosoi, you don't necessarily need to have actually, Oloi Hisru possibly could also be eligible for the Kedei Rishosoi, right? For Ahalocha. And therefore, that's why the Gemara could still be entertaining this stira. Even knowing that in order to get Malchus you need Hasro, that's for sure, everyone agrees to that, but that might not affect the halacha of Kedei Rishosoi.
Okay? Wouldn't it then just be a kasha on our Mishnah as opposed to a stira? Say, he's Chayev Malchus, even with or without Hasro. Why?
Like I mentioned before, that Kedei Rishosoi, we don't know which of the two that you get, right? So, I mean, if the one that you get is Momin, that would be even when you actually are getting are eligible, right, okay. for the Malchus, so for sure when you're not, right? Okay. Right? Okay. So that's how we explain why that just to ask on either Mishnah, how could you get that, there's a din of Kedei Rishosoi, wouldn't be a question, because each Mishnah only discusses one Chiv, so maybe that's the Chiv that Kedei Rishosoi tells that you have. They ain't like Misham. Maybe you're like, maybe you're Mishalim. Is that, do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It seems like there's less of an, there's no real issue with the other Mishnah.
Okay, when it comes to that in a minute, working that out. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When he has to do, when he's Chayav Kedei Rishoso, what does he have to actually, what actually happens?
Well, let me just see what you mean with that. Kedei Rishosoi is a situation when you have two chiyuvim, right, whatever that means. But when you have two chiyuvim, Kedei Rishosoi is a limitation on the receiver's end, that the receiver will only receive one of the two. Now, which one of the two? That we'll see. That's definitely a machlekes in Gemara. What the Gemara at this point held, we'll see about that also.
But is Kedei Rishosoi those the Nezek and those things? He has to be Mishalim. Actually does he have to do for Kedei Rishos?
Well, we have to know the specific scenario. There's a Chiyuv Malkanus and a Chiyuv Momon. So, what did he do? And then we'll know what kind of Momon we're discussing. Right? Okay. It applies to a multitude of cases when you have that there's a Chiyuv Malkanus and a Chiyuv Momon that come together. Uh-huh. Our Gemara is just discussing a few of the cases, but there are numerous cases. So we're discussing right now the local Momon is Knas, right? Until we maybe go another line in the Gemara, but right now we're discussing Knas.
So that could be the Kedei Rishos to pay the Knas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So that's what we're saying. That when the Gemara's questions, when you put the two Mishnayos together, then you have your contradiction. Kedei Rishos. So which is the one of the two? Which one of the two that do you get? Right, that Mishnah seems to be saying that you get in the moment. This Mishnah seems to say that you're getting the Malkus. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the basis of the steer that the Gemara is asking. Okay, so what we just right now accomplished was a basis for a question. If we were to assume that in Kedei Rishos we have the halacha of what we refer to as shoygigin, so even though in actuality we're not going to get the malchus, still is in Kedei Rishos, so therefore that's not going to affect the question that the Gemara is saying. So even though Rashi says in order to get malchus you need hasra in history, but that does not necessarily affect the dinner of Kedei Rishos, and the dinner of Kedei Rishos is still applicable as long as the action is an action which could bring a chiyuv malchus if it has the proper conditions. Missing conditions don't affect the halacha of Kedei Rishos. Now let's work from the other side. Right. That Mishnah, right? That Mishnah says that if someone is mizanim with one of these arayis, there's a chi of malchus. Now, if we were to talk about Kedei Rishos, what's the other chi of momen that you have? So, what we're working with over here is knas. So then we could simply say that, one second, I mean, that Mishnah, we know that for the Chiyuv Knas, there are certain conditions. Let's say the Tana of our Mishnah holds that it's Dafka or Nairu, right? Whole 6 months, that's all it is, it has to be a Bsula, right? A Nairu Bsula, we need to have. So that Mishnah we're talking about the Malkus is not limited to that. The Chiyuv Koros for Baal HaChosei has no time element over there, right? Chos, from Gimel Shonim, Gimel Shonim, Yoy Moisa, right? You have this Chiyuv. So therefore, if that's so, say if the question is that Mishnah seems to suggest that when you have a Chiyuv Misa and Momin, you get Malkus and Momin. You're getting the Malkus on that. We could say 1 second, right? Maybe that Mishnah is speaking when there is no Chiyuv Knas. That Mishnah is speaking about a Boigus, a Ba'ulo, right? Tana, whatever, right? You don't have these conditions, right? So maybe in a Chanami, maybe when they come together, right? There's a Chiyuv Momin. But if they're not coming together, like in that Mishnah, that's when you Chayiv Malkus. So that's a point. That is a point. Let's see the Tosfos, right? That's the top Tosfos. Lam Beis Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh of the Kai Molon. You have to, let's see, get it onto the screen. And, okay. Nirilari. Zok Tosfos, Nirilari, Deloy Poruch HaMasnisen. That we're not asking on the Mishnah in Meseches Makis. Am I loike? Why you loike? You know, it's you should be getting. Knas. It's ain't loike mishalim. That's not a question. Hapshita the Mishkachas lo Malkus b'loy Knas kigoin boigris umefuta oy beula. Tosfos says. Tosfos is because of this question that we just raised. Tosfos says that we're not asking this question on that Mishnah. No, that Mishnah itself, really, we don't see that Mishnah getting involved in the din of Kedei Rishasa at all. Because that Mishnah could very well be discussed when you don't have two chiyuvim. Like we just mentioned before. Because the chiyuv, Malkus of these arayas, is all-encompassing. All situations. All ages, we'll call it. Right? All ages and stages. But the chiyuv knas is very, very limited. There's very, very specific conditions. And therefore, that Mishnah could be speaking when you don't have the conditions for knas. And therefore, there's no misa and moment. Now, Tosfos mentions something over here. He says, Kigoyim boigris. So boigris means she's past the age of knas. Umafuto. Tosfos mentions something about mafuta here. Oy bu'ula. She's a bu'ula. So, boigris and bu'ula, we understand. Right? What Tosfos means about mafuta, that might need a little bit of explanation. What does Tosfos mean? Mafuta has knas. Akoponim, there is a that you see from Agamora, right? That intrinsically. Okay, so we'll see. Maybe when we get a little bit further on, we'll have to know. Right, will help us with this. Okay, but for our purposes, the Iker Tosfos Shaila is Boigris, let's say, and Bu'ula. Therefore, Tosfos says Ela Amasnisin Kashalei that we're asking on a Mishnah, and we'll see now as a result of this Tosfos how the question presents itself. Ela Amasnisin Kashalei Amay Mishalim Knas Kivin Deiko Malkus. Now, like this. See, now things just shifted a little bit because we originally explained, I mean, the Pashas HaGemora is that we're asking a contradiction. So if we're asking a contradiction, the contradiction would have been, like we discussed before, assuming that both Mishnayos have both Chiyuvim, right? And each Mishnah discusses one Chiyuv. Now, because of Kedei Rishasa, you can't have, both can't coexist, right? So, each Mishnah must be suggesting that this is the one of the two that you get in the Kedei Rishasa, and that's the contradiction. This Mishnah seems to suggest that the one of the two is Moment. That Mishnah over there sounds like it's Malkus. Right? That's how we would have understood the question. But after Tosfos makes this point, that Mishnah over there doesn't have to be speaking that you have two Chiyuvim, so there's no... We don't have any hint at all from that Mishnah, what that Mishnah holds as far as. So what is the Gemara's question over here? Well, let's see what kind of information we have. So according to this, the information that we have is that we know that there's a Malkus that comes along with these arayas. That's all that Mishnah offers to us. Right, that there is a potential chi of Malkus, and our Mishnah says that there's a chi of Moment. So what is the question over here? So it would seem, according to this already, then it would seem that the Gemara is having an assumption as far as which one of the two that you get, right? Because if we're open to both, right, then the question doesn't start, right? When you have both, you get Moment. And that Mishnah, you don't have both. And Shomal Yisrael, right? There's no question, Right? So therefore, according to the way Tosis is guiding things over here, that the Gemara really has an assumption that when you have both, you should be getting the Malkus. Right? That's the assumption of the Gemara. So really what comes out now is that it's really, the Gemara asks, we'll see in a second how to ask it as a contradiction, but the question really should come out now is that the din of Kedei Shasai, you can only get one of the two, and that one of the two we're assuming that is the Malkus, so it's our Mishnah. So how was our Mishnah? Chayiv Knas, you have a Chayiv Machiv Malkus, and you're not looking at Mishalim. That'll be the question. It's really like I was saying, it's a question on our Mishnah. Right? now, so what does the Gemara mean that the Gemara is saying Vraminu? That's a contradiction, kind of way. It's not a contradiction question. Right? The question really is a question, how does our Mishnah work with Kedei Rishosai? That's really the question. Mm-hmm. Right? So possibly what the Gemara means to say is as follows, that the point of contradiction maybe that the Gemara is saying is that maybe without that Mishnah over there, right, we could have said that maybe there is no Chiyuv Malkus on the Chayiv Krisus. Right? If that would be true, so then our Mishnah is not a problem with the Kedei Rishosai because there aren't two Chiyuvim. Right? So in that vein, there's a contradiction, right? That our Mishnah would seem to suggest that there is no Chiyuv Malkus on Chayiv Krisus. That's why there's no problem of Kedei Rishosai. That Mishnah says that there is. Well, okay, in as much as there is, then what happens in Kedei Rishosai? So it's like a Mamonoshoch kind of question, right? Right? What's the Pshat in our Mishnah, right? One or two things. If our Mishnah is not a problem with Kedei Rishosai because there's no Malkus, well, that Mishnah says there is Malkus, right? Once there is Malkus, then how does it stem with Kedei Rishosai? Right? So that is the question. So, like we're saying, you know, the question is not a simple contradiction, but the contradiction is part of the question that we're asking over here, right? So we're just pointing out that the contradiction after this thesis over here, the point of contradiction is a whole different thing. The point of contradiction would be as to whether the Chayiv Krisus have a Chiyuv Malkus. Right? And as our Mishnah would seem to say that Chayiv Krisus don't have a Chiyuv Malkus, and that's why there's no problem of Kedei Rishosai.
Yes.
Right? That's right. Where the contradiction would present itself.
Meaning, even if you can make an Okimta over there by Bulgaris and Lukulik,
right,
you still have a problem here that, because it's Chayiv and Malkus, how do you get the Mamma?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, they'd be learning that it doesn't matter whether you had Hasra or not Hasra.
Okay,
that there's Malkus at all.
Okay, we'll see. We're going to go on another step, right. Tosis is going to take that next step. So at this point, Grada, we're assuming that there was Hasra. And Tosis is going to go this next step, like you said. Now Tosis says, Vafil for Yisrubei. And even if there was no Malkus, meaning to say that, like we mentioned before, we could simply answer this question once again, that the whole question on our Mishnah is based on that, you know, how does this work with Kedei Rishosai? That Mishnah says you get Malkus. If you get Malkus, you know, so Malkus and Mamma you don't get. So the answer could have simply have been that there's our Mishnah, you're not getting both because there's no Hasra. So Tosfos is... So either the Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah includes a case of when you're getting Malkus, then Tosfos goes a step further. Afila b'lo yisru bei matzino lememer sakadach lechemaksha d'chaim v'malkus shoygigin turmanat hashlumen. Right? That's the point that we mentioned before. So Tosfos sets up that the Gemara's kasha, and it's an important thing over here, that according to what Tosfos is saying, being that Tosfos says that Mishnah over there has no bearing on a Kedei Rishosai, because that Mishnah over there, there's no reason to say that we're talking about when both Chiyuvim are coming together. So being that that's so, so then the whole question is on our Mishnah. And in order to ask the question on our Mishnah, what would the question be? Kedei Rishos, so why are you getting Momin? You should be getting Malchus. Right? That's what the question is going to be. So that's already taking on an assumption of which one of the two that you get. Right? So Nochanami, right? So that's how we have to learn the Gemara's question. Now, Ula's teretz, according to this, is the point that Ula's changing. Right? In Achanami, right? Omar Ulo Lekasha Kan Bachoisei Naira Kan Bachoisei Begeris. On that, Ula answers, according to this, which, you know, it's a little chosim and asefer, the point of the teretz, right? Kan Bachoisei Naira Kan Bachoisei Begeris. So, okay, how does that answer the question? We know that, right? That's what we started with, according to the Taisvis. So, Zok Taisvis, Umishani Ula. See, in the Tosfos, has to guide us in the Teretz. Right? What changed in the Teretz, according to this? Umishani ulo demasnis nafilo behisru boy dememoyne misham v'loy loki. So the real point of Ula's Teretz is that your whole kasha is assuming when the two come together, you should be chayiv malchus. In that moment, on that, Ula's answer is that no, that when the two come together, which is the chiv that you get in the Kedei Rishos, you get the moment and not the malchus. That's really what his teretz is.
It sounds like what we're saying is that, meaning, the machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you don't actually get the malchus, then there's no shtei rishayos, and then the mumen can come in.
Is that what the Rechim Shita in our sugi here? Which Rabbi Yochanan told me.
I'm a biz.
Okay,
meaning he's saying that when you actually get the malchus, then the malchus are more. You get the malchus and you don't get the mumen. But when you don't actually get the malchus, then you don't have an issue of shtei rishayos, and you can have the mumen.
Okay,
and Ula is saying that even if you don't actually get the malchus, chayvi malchus shogegin. Even if you don't actually get the malchus, it would potter the mamun, and that's why he has to come on to say that the mamun is more chashuv.
One second, so, I mean that first thing that you said, Ula doesn't hold like that. That was the basis of the question, right? But Ula's answer is that I hold that. When you have the two chiyuvim, you're always getting the moment.
Right.
So
I'm saying he has to come on to that, because he holds that even if you don't actually get the malchus, it would still putter the moment. So therefore, he has to come on to say... And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to come on to say that the moment is more chashiv, because he says, no, if you don't actually get the malchus, then you'd be putter from the... Then you'd be able to get the moment. You hear... I thought I was making it more simple, but maybe I'm making it more confusing. Are you following what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is that their taka, their ikar machlokas, is whether you'd be putter in chayve malka shogigin. Rabbi Yochanan holds your putter in chayve malka shogigin, so therefore you can have the mamun, because you don't have two rishoyos anymore. Because once you can't actually get the malchus because you're a shogeger, there's no hasra, so there's no malchus, no malchus at all, so there's no shtei rishoyos, and now you have the mamun. And Ula holds, no, it's like, it's same as kim ledi rabimine. Even if you can't actually get it befoal, it's still there, it's still called a rasha, a rishoya, and therefore, so how can the mamun come in? Because he holds the mai, so he says, "Ah, I hold the mamun's more chashiv."
Okay.
So I thought that maybe that's what Tosfos was saying. I was just trying to reword it, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I don't see that in Tosfos, but I hear your cheshbon. I would hear your making your cheshbon, not really where Tosfos coming from, but at the end of the day, you want to know there is an alternate teretz to this question, right? And why didn't Ula say like Rabbi Yochanan? So you're explaining why he couldn't say like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now that you really have to know where things start from. We'll see when we see the Gemara a little bit. If Ula has sources that halacha is that you paid a moment, so then you know he doesn't have the option to say Rabbi Yochanan without. You know, you're saying a chejma without mekar, just from the Mishnayis. You have this two way without knowing what halacha, two options, right? And there's a question over here, and the question is going to force an answer, right? So you know, there's two answers. So the reason why you said this answer because you can't hold to that answer, right? So that was your chesed. So if that's where it came from, then I hear chesed, right? But if it didn't come from there, right? If it came because Ula when he made his drushes hapsukim in the parish of Kedev Shosei, the way he came out was that Moim Mishalim Sushayim. That's why he said what he said, right?
Okay. And then he doesn't come onto the problem of Rabbi Yochanan Bichol,
right? Because it didn't start from it. So then we don't really know what he holds that, you know, as far as the idea of Shaygin, right? Yeah.
Then it forces Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have those droshes, I guess.
Yeah, right. So that's you have to know where things start from. But it's a good point that you're saying. It could be relevant in the Hemshah HaGemara. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. So that's what we're pointing at. This is how Tosfos learns the Shachvataya of the Gemara, and we're masking that according to Tosfos is learning, it's a bissel chosim and a sefer, the point of the teretz, right? Because we know all this information in the question. Okay. Let's be mamshuch a little bit. So Krashi. Masnisin b'choisei Naira, Zakrashi. This is Rashi speaking through Ula's teretz. Masnisin b'choisei Naira, de'iko knas, usirle de'memoina mishalim v'loi loki. V'hidemakis b'bageres de'ein lo knas. Okay. Now let's go a little further over here. Fret marakash. Yeah. So where we're standing right now is Ula holds that when the two chivim come together, one is only mechuyev moment and not malchus. Yeah, we have that moment and not malchus. So we thought that you know things are fine because the chivim moment that we were discussing over here was knas, monetary chiv was knas. And Knaz has its conditions, so that Mishnah could very well be speaking about that there is no Knaz, because the Chosai over there doesn't have the conditions that gives the Knaz. However, Frakti Gemara, that the Chiv moment is not limited to Knaz. Frakti Gemara, a Chosai, Bergus Nami, Hika, Vashis, Upegam. This is Mevuya in the Mishnah later on, that the aside from what the Torah says explicitly concerning the knas, but there are other chiyuvim, right? There's giluim and psukim for that, if need be. But there are other chiyuvim. Boishes supagam. Now, boishes supagam. What does boishes supagam refer to? So this betzim is what we call the din of chayvel bechaveira. Adam, the Azik Adam, when a person is Mazik another person, that in the terms of Niske Momin, of Din of Nizikin, that's referred to as Chayvel Bechaveire, Chavolo. And there's a Chiv over there, Chamisha Dvorim, Nezek, right? That's the Ikar Chiv that you have by in all cases of Hezek. Od Mazik Shor, Shor Dazik Odom, Shor Dazik Shor, right? All these cases of Mazik. And in the din of Choyvel Bechaveri, Ha'olam HaMazik, it was Nischalish an additional 4 chiyuvim: tzar, ripui, sheves, and boishes. And these are all monetary chiyuvim. And being that that's so Zotik Mora, that whichever one of these chiyuvim would come along with such a seer of a oinis, that you have those chiyuvim also. The Torah just machadish an additional chiyuv of knas. Right? Therefore asks the Gemara that, well, that if we're discussing now the din of Kedev Yishasai, that Mishnah over there, granted there's no knas, but there is boishes upgam. The word pagam is really the chiv of nezek, right? And it's referred to pagam in this situation. Right, that's what the basis of the nezek is, that when someone makes an isha from a besula to a beula, that's referred to as pagam. But in Hilchas Choyvel, that's mazik. That's nezek, right? That's what it is. Now, if we think about what the Gemara is asking right now, and definitely according to what Taisis is saying, that this really, this Kashi Gemara is asking, is really undermines whatever we started with. Let's say Taisa says that the Gemara really doesn't have any question because knas is limited. Well, that's assuming that the moment is only knas. Once you bring in this other moment, so you really have back the question over here. now, but Ula did is using this in his answer, right? The basis of Ula's answer is that mission, there's no chiyuv moment. That's where he's heading, right? So therefore, the Gemara is asking that. Well, I see where he's heading, right? And granted, that might have been part of what we started with. We already even maybe he wasn't mechadish that point, right? Back upon him, right? And according to Tosfos, okay, without making all the cheshbonis over here, but it's really like a cash on the makshin, really. According to the Tosfos, explain the cash, right? Because then the makshin shouldn't have been okay with that mishnah. But akoponim, but let's take akoponim from Ula, right? Ula's direction in working this out is by saying that. When they come together, you mechuyav moment, and that mishnah which has a malchus, there's no moment. Fretta Gemara, granted knas, you could say there's no knas, because achayse boigris. But there is always boishesu pegam. So how do you get rid of the moment? That's the Gemara's question.
I'm not sure if the Rebbe explained this, but
yeah, let's hear.
But so at this point in the Gemara, Tosfos would. Like his shaila was just on the first question, why? But at this point, Tosfos is fine with. Sorry.
Hashem wants you to think about the question for an extra second.
at this point, we're back to the way we understood the Gemara before Tosfos, right? It was just the first question of
Right. Inasmuch that we're only discussing knas, that's what Tosfos is saying, right? But if you want to rethink over the question with the new pieces of information, right? Then even Tosfos would agree that the question is really a contradiction, right?
You don't have to totally remove your. Throw away what you understood before. Just push it up down a little.
Right. If you want to, redo it, you could do like that. Akoponim. So let's just hear over here, right? That we're saying that Ula's answer to the question is telling us that this at the Mishnah over there says that Yechid Imuchiyev Malkus is because there is no chiyuv moment. Right? And in as much as that we were thinking at the moment was knas, that's easy to do away with, because there are many conditions there are conditions in knas which really limit the case of a chiyuv knas. Fretting more about that, but you have other chiyuvim which are not limited, and you know, primarily every baal achoisai has boishu supagam. Yeah, so let's see the Gemara. Everybody, I go upon him. Enter the Gemara, Bishoite. Zok the Gemara that Mishnah, in order to do away with the other Chiyuve Momin, is Bishoite. Shoite, there is no Boishes, no Pagam. There's no Boishes on a shoytem, and as far as pagam is concerned, there's no pagam, and the reason for that is that's based on what Rashi says, that the hezek, the pagam, has to do with a devaluation, that she's worth less money, and the basis of that devaluation is totally like Rashi says, that such a person, if a person wanted to buy a shifcha for his eved, so he would pay more if she's a psula than if she's was a bu'ula, and the difference in price that he would pay between bu'ula and psula, that is the hezek over here, and a shoyte is not someone that a person is interested in buying. Domen linker b'shok na me'ein la. No value because of the fact that she is a shoyte, so she has no value in the first place. And that's what that's based on. Yeah?
Can I ask an agav question?
Okay.
So would you understand that the kanas is because the basulim are worth more, so it's really kind of like adding to the pagam, or no? It's just a kanas. The Torah made a kanas, has nothing to do with pagam at all, and the basulim aren't worth anything more than a bogeris who becomes a ba'ula from a basula.
Okay, so this is a little fine point over here. It could be that the knas has to do with the pagam, but what the relation that it has to pagam is not nezik oriented, right? Okay. Right. But maybe we'll see as we go further in the Gemara that there is mention in the sugis later about maybe we're the knas has to do with pagam, but again, you're not paying for the pagam, but that's nezik. However, the knas could be dependent on the pagam, akoponim.
Okay. So you might say that if a nara shota was nemas, that she wouldn't get the knas.
Oh,
is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's interesting.
No, so like that's what I'm saying before. See, we're not saying that there's no pagam. We're saying there's no value. There's no value lost to her pagam since she has no value in the first place. Right? That's something. It's a little vacuum stick over here. Right? This Gemara is just saying that there's no devaluation as a result of the basulim, because she never had any value in the first place. Even with the basulim, she didn't have any value. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? But we don't necessarily mean to say that there is no concept of pagam as far as a cause for knas is concerned, right? You know what I'm saying? Knas, as far as a devaluation, that you don't have, because there was never any value in the first place because of shoyta. But if you're not talking nezek, right, then the pagam itself could. But there is pagam, right? It's not a price. There's no price to the pagam, right? Mm-hmm. But the musig of the pagam, if pagam means that she doesn't have her besulim, okay, that's true. That's you know, he this person calls her not to have her besulim. That happened.
Does the ksuba change for shota?
Might be a ksuba doesn't get a ksuba. Didn't we have that issue? Isn't that an issue back here?
Yeah. You're talking about if stam a shaita gets married,
right?
You have a kiddushin. That kiddushin drabonon of a shaita. You want to know that is her ksuba masayim? I don't know, but what are you thinking about? How is that going to shed light on this?
Well, then you can understand the pagam more. Is that even though Lagabe, the twin, we're evaluating her value, we do it as an eved, but right, or as a shifcha, right? But and so therefore there's no nezek here, but there is a pagam. She, you know, there's a very practical mafkamina between. That she would have gotten a 200 zuz ksuva, now she's only getting one.
Okay, right? but does that help us see pagam? I mean, do I need ksuba? Do I need a difference? You know, some kind of monetary difference to see pagam? I think pagam is something that's intrinsic, right? Which. Could be a cause of a price loss, but I don't think pagam is essentially a price difference. I don't think it begins and ends there.
I mean, okay.
Maybe what you meant is that meaning that you see that there's a pagam because she gets a lower ksuba.
Right, that if you have a pagam that has no. I mean, not every physical change to a person creates a pagam, right? In other words, if you don't see any nafgamina, you know, it's hard to.
Okay. You mean you want to see how it makes a difference? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would hear that. Okay. So let's come back.
Sorry.
Let's come back over here. So Zolti Mora, that we have to get all mumnas out of that mishnah. In order to have the chi of malchus, we need to have that it's you don't have both chiyuvim. Zolta gemarik b'shus supagam. So the answer to that is shoyte. Fret marvika tzaira asks the gemara that there is tzar. That's the Mishnah says later on that the difference between oynes and mafate is that there is tzar, being that the oynes is some kind of physical. Forcing, and that causes—that's the cause of tsar, and therefore there's a monetary mechiyev in the din of chayvul bechaveroin, the din of tsar. So I ask Gemara that there's still is a chiyev moment, and therefore there shouldn't be malchus. On that answers the Gemara b'mefuto. That Mishnah. That Mishnah, which has the Chi of Malchus, there is no Tzar. Why? Because it's a Mefuto, so there was no force. She was not forced. So, Kipshuta, what the Gemara is saying right now is that we're trying to arrange that in that Mishnah, the reason why that Mishnah is not a contradiction to the din of Kidei Rishasa, which says that when both come together, you Mechuyiv Momen, because that Mishnah, there is no Chi of Momen. There is no Chi of Momen. Right, the possible chiyuvim would have been knas, boishes pgam, and tsar, and we just worked on each one to explain why those chiyuvim you don't have. There is no knas because we're talking about she's a boigris, and there is no boishes pgam because she's a shoyta, and there is no tsar because it was a maisa mefuto. It wasn't an inus.
And all three of these go to her, correct?
All three is called tahor. Why would he mute
I'm
that?
I'm asking. Boshes, Pagam, and Sarah are to her, not to her father?
No, they were all to her father.
Oh.
They're all to her father. Are you talking about Boigris? Specifically,
no.
Or...
Okay.
No, so all chiyuvim really are to her father, as long as she's in her father's vishos, right? And what the Gemara is doing right now is that we're making that intrinsically there's no chiyuv, right?
Mm.
Right. So Baigris is missing in the initial conditions of knas, and shayt is missing in the in intrinsic conditions of boishes u'pagam. And mufutas is no tzar, right? So that's how the Gemara is addressing this.
I guess I'm just gonna, I guess what was bothering me is, meaning, if she a mufuta bogeris, does she get pagam? Does her father get pagam?
Well, a begeris that we've seen in a minute, she's out of her father's rishus, right? That's what I was going to say.
So then they go to her.
We can talk about that.
But didn't we get to a begeris already? I mean, we're right now talking about a begeris.
So then this is all going to her. Begeris, it all goes to her?
Okay, right.
It's maybe that we're going to try and bring it down, back down to a... Right?
Okay, in truth, once she's a begeris, then this is all going to her. Right, but until we talk about a mafuta, so there's no mechila. So therefore, we have to talk about cases where the chiyuv doesn't start in the first place.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was bothering me. What about a nara mafuta? Does she? I assume her father still would get, even though she might not get boshus, and would she get would she get all these? I mean, she wouldn't get Sara. A mufuta nara who's got a father, she's not going to get Sara, right? Because she's a mufuta. Does she get boshus or pagam?
You want to know her or her father?
Yeah, I mean,
well, we know that Binarebe is avia. So until she's a begris, her father gets all these schusim.
Oh, and he's not mochel, and there's still boshus and pagam. I mean,
right?
I mean, even though she was a mufuta.
By a nara or by a bogeris?
I'm talking about a nara, where it's going to go to the father.
Her mechila doesn't help when it goes to that. That's the chesed of the next step of the Gemara Yisayma, right?
I mean, I'm talking about a nara mafuta, right? So the question is, like, what does, and it's going to go to her father. So there's no mechila. So there's no tzara, I guess, because she's a mafuta. So the father's not going to get tzara because she's a mafuta. Now, is she have boshes? She was a mafuta. I don't know. But pagam, it sounds like even though she's a mufuta, there's still a pagam, and the father's still going to get that. What?
Yeah, pagam, it definitely is. But boshes, no, maybe, I guess boshes also. What? Right?
She could be embarrassed even though she was a mufuta. I hear maybe taka. Okay, right, that's I'm just there. It was just all these things kind of just occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I know I'm taking it off track, but.
Okay, so you have the what you wanted to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Cool. Thank you.
No, but this is going to be getting relevant the next step in the Gemara. Okay, so you're on track here. Let's see. Now, the Gemara at this point, like we just want to mention again, the Gemara is using all these scenarios in order to explain why the chiyuvim don't start in the first place, right? Because we're missing in the conditions to activate the chiv. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm sorry, that's how Boigris affects the chiv knas, and Boishas Shoyt affects Boishas Upagam, and Mefuta affects the chiv tsar. Says the Gemara, Hashtan the osis lahochin, afilo tema, achoy se naira, bi seima umafuta. Now, what does the Gemara mean to say? Hashtan the osis lahochin. Once you're saying this, right, then we don't even need to say anymore what all those conditions that we just said. So the hashtan lahochin, right, means that once you're talking about a mafuta, that's what the Gemara means. Once you're talking about a mafuta, so then we could use that to help us in a different way. Because a mafuta has the basis of a mechila. Were the money to come to her, right? Were the money to come to her, so there will be a mechila on monetary chiyuvim. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So we just have to make one slight adjustment over here. So hashd os lahochi that we're talking about mafuta. So let's use another aspect of the mafuta. Till now we're using mafuta just to make that there was no tsar, just to talk about the tsar. But once we're talking about mafuta, we could already use another aspect of mafuta. Mafuta is the fact that as far as she's concerned, there's a mechila. Of course, Kol Zman, that the money goes to her father, Kimivu in the Gemara, then her mechila doesn't help. There's a Tachiv that doesn't come to her. But Zotimur, okay, fine, so we'll make that adjustment that we're talking about that the Chiv goes to her, the Hainu Yusayma, that her father is not living anymore. So therefore, we don't need to be talking about a Boigris. We don't need to be talking about a Shaita. All we need to be talking about is a Yusayma Mafuta. Right? The idea of Yusayma is that she's not in her father's rishus. And that would be sufficient to explain all this. Now let's just hear something over here that what would we say? Let's start from this side of things, right? Let's say, according to Ula, right? Memani Mishale Milkalei Loki, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were a person in such a situation, right? With Zechiv Malkus in Momin, to pay the Momin, right? Pays the Momin. The receiver takes the money and says, "You know something? You could have it back, right? I'm fine. I don't need it." So would we think in such a case that the person he now would be deserving of Malkus? Right? I mean, the chiv mom was chal, there was a chiv mom, and you know, it was, he gave it back, fine, that's, you know. So what do you see over here concerning mechila, right? In these cases over here, right, the chiv mom was chal, right? Right? Now, as you see from over here, that the way we're looking at the din mechila is not, you know, an acceptance, right, and giving it back, right? if that's what it was, then you know, how does mechila help, right? Yeah. You see, akoponim that akoponim this mechila over here. See, because the mechila over here is not like an aftermath, right? Right. You know, even more than that, right? You know, as we discussed, just to bring out that if he accepts, give it back. Well, let's say he doesn't accept it. Let's say he says, you know, something fine. You know, keep the money. Right? Would that be any different? I don't think so. Right? Because all the chiv was chal, and the mechila was, you know, was something else. Right? You know, right? Right? But I think over here the pshat is that since there's an intrinsic mechila, so this mechila over here works a little bit different. That therefore the chiv is not chal in the first place. Right? That's what this is. It's not like, you know, the chiv was chal, and then there's a mechila after that. That's what I would think. Akoparim, just to raise the point over here, right? When the Gemara talks about a mechila over here, right? And the Gemara says that since there's a mechila, so that's what, there's no moment. So that's why there could be a chi of Malkus. Just raising the point over here that would every mechila help, you know, as a prior decision to be mechil? Would that also say, okay, you're not getting the money, so then you get Malkus? or only over here that the mechila is more intrinsic in the action itself, and this mechila is such a thing that the chiv is not chal in the first place.
Like maybe if the father was, I mean, there's an issur for a father to be mezana his daughter. Let's say if he were to be mezana his daughter,
right,
and he were to take money for panuin and panuya, but he sold his daughter for the
to someone else.
Well, yeah. So is he? He took money for his daughter. I don't want to.
An esnan.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
I don't want to say too much more. So fine. Is there an intrinsic mechila at that point that the guy now would get malchus if this was a chayve malchus for whatever reason? You know?
I don't get the scenario. What happened? This nus was the chayve malchus?
Yeah, I guess. So whatever case that would be. And the father was maskim to it. So it's like mafuta, right? She, like her being a mafuta, the father also was maskim in advance.
Right? She's a shota, you know, all the other conditions.
Well, I don't think you need shota at this point.
I don't follow. I'm saying, you're telling me that
here we're talking about Yesoma mafuta.
Yeah, right.
What if she wasn't a Yesoma? But the father, just like she is Mefuta, she's Maskim and she's Mochel, the father is also Maskim. Say, I'm Maskim. In advance, I'm Maskim. He's a despicable person. So now does the Malkus come back? Isn't that kind of what you're...
Okay. I mean, that might be more similar to this kind of thing. That, you know, if you have the mechila in the actual doing of the ma'isa or prior to the ma'isa, so that kind of mechila might be what we're pointing out, that mechila makes it that the chiv is not chal in the first place, as opposed to an aftermath mechila which takes off a chiv that was already chal. Right, so possibly such a thing like that, right? You know, maybe in a chanami, right? If you could do such a thing, right? L'chor such a case that, you know, if the conditions were set up that in the first place that this action shouldn't create a chiyuv, right? Possible that in a chanami, same idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe the father's a tzaddik. He knows the guy's going to do it anyway. He wants the guy to get malchus, so he says, "I'm mochel the kanas, so he can get malchus."
It's not a tzaddik, at least a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Before I saw this Rashi, I assume the reason why we went to the case of the Yesoma, why. It isn't because of Mechila, but because she would be like a co-conspirator. You know, she's part of the Avera. I mean, and it wouldn't make sense that she should get paid for an Avera which she was a part of, right? In other words, if he was doing an Avera against the father, so.
But you're talking about Knas right now, specifically?
No. On all these Chiyuvim, that if she was a Yesoma Mefuta, right? So, because she did something wrong, it doesn't make sense that the Torah is going to, you know, award her with all these, you know, that he should get punished and have, right? And after seeing Rashi, you know, saying not like that, I'm sort of bothered why that isn't the case.
So in the nusach that you're saying, I could hear maybe a knas, you know, it's not deserving of a knas, right? But as far as Nizokin are concerned, Nizokin is concerned, we're not awarding anything for anything, right? There's, you know, there's some kind of damage which was caused.
But if she damages herself, right? Or if she, you know,
okay.
you don't make her take money out of one pocket and put it in the other. Like, why is he more of the mazik than she?
So is that more of a mechila? Is that really a mechila concept?
So I wouldn't think so. I would think that's...
Because if it's a knas, then I hear better your nusuch, that, you know, how could we... How is she deserving of a knas if she's partaking?
So you're saying that is the mechila.
It's not. Yeah, right. But if it's not a knas, then you know there's you have the wherewithal over here. There is. You have boishes to pegam, right? You know, you have all these things, tsar, right? Let's, I mean, well, tsar, you don't have, but boishes to pegam, let's say, right? Right? So your question, maybe in knas, I would hear to Dan that, in knas, you need to talk about mechila. In knas. The parsha of Mefate, let's say, if she's not the shust of her father, do you need to talk about mechila there? Aslora says that how could we cancel someone else? So I'll tell you what I would think once you raise this question, that see there's 2 points over here, and this one you could still wonder like this. See, the knas, the cause for the knas is really, you know, osnos. So the fact that she is an accomplice over here, I don't think takes away from that, from what makes him deserving of a knas. Novos, that since the deposit box of this knas happens to be her in this case, so that you have to think about. Well, you know, she was involved in it, so then even though maybe he's Roy, he's fit real to be canceled, but if it's going to end up by her, so that you have to weigh things, right? You know, what is the svara over here? Mitzad echad, want to give him a knas, right? So if the dina hatorah are that it ends up by her, akapanim, but he was canceled. She's not giving it back to him, so he's being penalized for what he did, right? So that still has a kiyum. Navos, you want to say a svar that, well, you know, why should she gain from something that she did? You know. So that yesh lodin, whether that's a reason to that the whole knas is not apple even without mechila, or it's only mikoyach the din of mechila. Okay, mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Very good, very good, very good point. Yeah, let's see. Now, but I just want to talk. Want to go get back to something that was misuttered before. Now, let's talk. Go back. The previous case was Boigris, right? Boigris Shoite. Right? Boigeres Shoite. Now, Boigeres Shoite Mefuta. Boigeres Shoite Mefuta. So, even in that case itself, right, L'chore, we could say, let's just take out the Shoite from it. Right? And as Begeris is not in the Rishus of the father. Right? The Gemara was discussing the Boishes Upegam. Right? The Gemara had to make it, right, made it into a Shaita that there should have been a Chiyav Boishes Upegam. But once we're talking about Mefuta to address the Tsar, right? So once it's a Mefuta, so the Pita itself, right, could help us even in that case. To take away the Boishu Supagam. Alright?
Right, so you're saying by a Mefuta there's no Boishus. That's what you're saying
at
this point.
I'm saying by Mefuta there's no Chiv because of Mechila. Because of Mechila. I'm saying because of Mechila. Right?
Okay.
Right? See, the Gemara is going a step further. Right? What I just mean to say is like this, is that what the Gemara is doing with the Hashad, the Asus Lahochi, is really what it's doing, it's taking off even the condition of Boigris. Right? Right? But in Boigris already lies this idea of Mechila. Right? Right? No, it's so the Gemara is saying, Hachos Lahochi, now I'm talking about Mefuta. Now the Gemara originally was using Mefuta for not for Mechila. Right? The Gemara was using Mefuta that there should be no Tsar. But the Gemara is saying, well, once you talk about Mefuta, so you know something, Mefuta has another aspect in it, that Mefuta could be a basis of a Mechila. If the case is that the moment is coming to her. Now usually it comes to her father. So why is it that it's coming to her? So Gemara Yisrael Mektana. Yeah? Now the case of Yisrael Mektana is that we're back to she's a Naira, right? So she has the conditions of Knas. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? So once you have the Mechila of a Mefuta, so then fine, then we could be, you know, we could have all intrinsically the conditions for all these Chiyuvim. And the Mechila will wipe everything off. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. We're just mentioning that in the step before, even before we made the change, but right there, Meneu Bey, right, that in that case of Boigris, Mefuta, that middle issue that the Gemara was dealing with the Poishin Sufagam, right, that already could have been taken off, L'chara, because she's a Boigris, so she's out of the father's Rishos. And therefore, she's getting the Boishin Supergam. She's a Mefuta, so she's Moichel. Right? Right? So, just Cheshmin as the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is taking the idea of the Hashem of the Hochi is that, you know, you can gain everything. Right? That's what the Gemara means to say. Okay.
Could this Yisoma, could she be a Yisoma B'chai Ha'av? Or no? Even Yisoma B'chai Ha'av, he would still get these things.
So you have to make Yisrael Mechaya Av. You need that she was Nisus.
Oh, Nisus, not just.
Then you have to work out in the sum without becoming a Ba'ula, right? So it gets complicated, right?
Okay.
Right, because you might lose it, right? But theoretically, you know, if you could do that, you know, right? This Yisrael that we mean over here that she's not an interest of her father, right? But we're trying to have that she's still eligible for Knas, right? That's why we're talking about a simple Yisrael. But in theory, you know, if you could work it out that even though her father's alive, she's out of her father's Rishos, then
it could work also. Okay.
Yeah, because cool. That's the main point over here. Let's see. Zot the Gemara. Okay, this is every line over here.
Sorry.
Every line. No, no, Adab, this is good. Good, Baruch Shem. How much we're getting into the sugya over here. Right? You know, this is an indication of how well everyone learned it the first time around. Right? You know, otherwise we couldn't talk like this. Very good. Zot the Gemara. Almo kosov arulo kol hechadik amomen umalkus mimoyne mishal milkolei loki. Zot the Gemara. Almo. I see from here. Now, what the Gemara means to say is that from his teres, the way he explained the yeshiva of the sugya over here, I see that he holds that the ein leike mishalim, which one do you get? You get the moment, right? And that's what he's doing. The way he answered it by saying is that our mishnah is fine, right? Our mission is all saying that you have two chiyuvim, but you get the momenus, right? So nachami, you get knas, right? Yeah, well, you know, they all be boishes b'gam. Everything else, you also have, right? Right? Because im chiyuv moment. That mission over there, which says that you get the malchus, is talking about that there is no chiyuv moment. That's why you get in the Malkus, right? That was Ula's teretz, right? So Ula is obviously going that the Kedev Shasa, which one of the two you get? You get the moment, not the Malkus. Zokting Mora, that I see from over here, the way Ula's guiding things over here, that the Kedev Shasa, which one of the two do you get? Yeah? Right? That's what the Mora says, right? Seemingly simple enough, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Zok Rashi, Kosovar Ulo, to Okimasnis in the Makas Bibogris. He explained the Mishnah in Makas Bibogris, the Hainu, that he had to get rid of the Chiv Momin over there in order for the Malkus to be. Loy Ukmala Masnis in the Hochabish Lahisru Boy. From the fact that he didn't Zetz Ein our Mishnah Lahisru Boy. This is actually a little bit not like you were saying, right? That he didn't. That's our Mishnah below Yisru Boy. Shamet Mino Afilo Yisru Bay Nami Mimaynu Sham Mokle Lokis. I see from him that Afilo Yisru Bay. It's Mimaynu Sham Mokle Lokis. Okay. Yeah, so let's hear again, right? Zok the Gemara, I see from Ula, right? The way Ula's cheshbin his teretz, he's allowing our Mishnah to have both chiyuvim, and he's happy that the only one chiyuv that you end up doing is the moment. So when you have two chiyuvim, it's the moment. That Mishnah over there for the Malkus, in order to explain what is Malkus, he has to get rid of the moment. So he's by him, I see that his klal is ain't a loki mishal, and what do you do? It's memayin mishal milk loki. Now, the Rishonim are very bothered over here by a question which is really based on the previous sugya. And what the Rishonim are bothered by is as follows, and you see from the whole Hemshech HaGemara Minole, we're looking for the source, right? We're looking for the source. Mara states clearly, Alma, right? What did Mara say? Kol heicha de'ika memoina, right? This is his general rule. So the Gemara, the Rishonim asked the following question. The Rishonim say like this, that we're talking about knas. Okay, we'll see. It's not so simple, right? Right. But the Rishonim asked the following question: that we're discussing knas primarily. Ula zicher was discussed in the knas. Right. Let's talk about that. Right. Ula was discussing knas. The Hemshech HaGemara, which brought in other chiyuvim, right, Ula was not really discussing that. Right. So Ula is discussing knas. So really all you see is that he holds that concerning the knas of oinus, the halacha is memayin mishal mokolay loki. That's what you see. Novos, but fine, but like, well, why should that be any different than anything else? So that's what we have the right to derive from over there. That must be his general klal, that when you have any kind of moment together with the Malkus, Yimuchiv no, that's the more it came from. Any reason to say that he should be dachka be talking about knas? Novo, respect to Yishayim, yeah. Yeah. Yishayim remind us like this. Remember in the sugi right away, the very first sugi we had, the Gemara had a discussion, fret the Gemara on Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisis. Why is there knas? Right? The Gemara asked the question, right? And this is a different point, right? That there should be no chiyuv knas. Why? Because the parasha itself says that I need isha haru uyuloi, and the isha haru uyuloi should have a bearing on the chiyuv knas. That was mevuyu in the sugya. The Gemara accepted that question, and the Gemara says, you're right, we have ribuyim for that, right? Naira, Hanaira, right, like the Gemara says over here, that we have Ribuyim. That the Torah specifically is Marbe, that even though you might have thought that this Isha is not eligible for Knas, Zokotar, no. Chayv Elavin and the Chayv Krisis have Knas. Right? That's the two Psukim that we have over here. Naira B'sula, the two psukim for Chayve Lavin and for Chayve Krisis. So, if that's so, asks the Rishonim, well, I mean, if there's a pasuk that specifically says that there is a chiy of knas by chayve krisis, let's say, right, chayve lavin, chayve krisis, right. So granted that the sugya over there was coming, we needed the ribay then. The point was in order to fend off the loisi leisha. But at the end of the day, the Torah is telling me that these noshim have a chiy of knas. So by the same token, that'll be the source. If you want to ask a kedei v'shasai, if you have any kedei v'shasai issues, right, the Torah will be saying that over here I want them to be mechuyev knas. So therefore, the Rishonim are asking is that true? I see that ula concerning the knas of oinus, right? I see that he's working that. When you have a chiyav malchus and a moment together, you mechuyav moment and not knas. But who says that that's his general rule in the kedei v'shasai? Maybe not. Maybe his rule of kedei v'shasai really is a chiyav malchus and not moment. But over here, the Torah tells me specifically that you chiyav moment. So that's why over here there's a chiyav moment. Right? That's the question that Rishonim are bothered by. Let's see that Tosfos over here. Let's see this Tosfos. Almo Kosovar Ulo. You see that? That's the third Tosfos. You see that? Over here, Almo Kosovar Ulo Kohechadika Momenu Malkus Mimem Shalom Milkalilov Vim Toima. Asks Tosfos, Menoe Lashas, had as the Gemara notice, Dilma Ba Almo Sova Milkalokim, Umemene Loi Mishalim. Maybe concerning other moment, when it comes together with a malchus, you really get malchus. For hocha dafko hu de mishalim im moina, and dafko over here, when the moment is a momentus of knas, dafko over here is when the one of the two will be the moment and not the malchus. And the reason for that is the goli krah, because it's a gila krah, kemir leil, nairu, nairu, nairu. That is Tosfos's question.
Well, just before they go into Ben Kandu, if that was the case, if that was Harula held, then he should have just said Nara, Nara, Nara.
Where?
Right here, when they asked him the question. They asked the original question, and it said Amar Ula.
Well, we're not looking for sources, right? I mean, his answer is good. It's not a question, nara, nara, no. I mean, his answer is that concerning the chi of knas, that you get the moment and not the malchus, and therefore that Mishnah, which says that you get the malchus, is when there's no moment. That's what he says. Now, nara, 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 is that so much the point here?
But if he only held that you get the knas in this case, but ba'alma you would get malchus, when right. The Gemara asked for minahu, and it had a contradiction, and it's saying, why are you getting, you know, however you ask the question, they'll say, you know, why are you getting two things? You've got lokin, da da da.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if he had just answered, nara, nara, nara? Would that have answered the question, or you'd say no, because you still have a problem over there, and it sounds like you're getting malchus. So why are you loka? And he'd have to answer.
What is right? I mean, just to say naira, naira, naira. Yeah, right, right. I mean, he definitely has to get rid of the malchus over there,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, I understand. I understand.
Get rid of the moment over there, right? Right. Right, so the question just that Tosfos is dealing over that thing, that the Gemara seems to be taking out of Ula something which is really more than we have the right to see. Avada, we see that Ula is talking in this situation with a cheshbon of Maimonides Shalom and Milkalei Loki, but to say that that's his rule in Kedev Shalsei concerning all types of momin, and that Tosis is being ma'ira, that I don't see, because Yesh Lechala, because there is a specific source over here that there should be a chiyuv moment. Now, granted, right, and this might, you know, if you could work it out, this might be an opening to answer it. Granted that the Torah over there, or the sugya, let's say, is not discussing the riba, is not in order to change over. That wasn't what's happening. That to change over the ruler of Kedev Shase in this case, right? But by default, that's what it has to be. Because the Torah wants to have the Chayv Lav and the Chayv Krisis have a Knas. That's what the Torah is saying. I want Chayv Lav and Chayv Krisis have a Knas. And therefore, anything which stands in our way is going to fall out. So therefore, that says that Lo Yisi Le Isha you don't need. That was that sugya. But there's another obstacle over here. The Kedev Shalsei. So obviously the Torah is saying that don't be concerned about Kedev Shalsei. Now the Gemara Gvada says, well, point over here. The don't be concerned about the Kedev Shalsei is we don't have a right to be mavatel the Kedev Shalsei totally. Mavos, that we don't understand that the Torah is shifting the Kedev Shalsei. Now the Kedev Shalsei says one and not two. now it could be that ba'alma, which one of the two you get, you know, it's the Malkus, not the moment. And the Torah is saying over here, right? Now the reason why we're doing this is because we don't have the right to be mavatel the Kedev Shalsei. So the understanding of that ribui klape the Kedev Shalsei would be that over here the Torah wants the Kedev Shalsei to play out, that there should be a chiyuv moment, not a chiyuv malchus. Right, so that's what the Rishonim are asking over here, that in view of that previous sugya, so we don't really have a basis in Ula's discussion over here to know what he holds about Kol HaTorah Kula, because we have the basis of making this an exception, right?
When we say Kol HaTorah Kula,
I mean other momenis.
But what about Kol HaTorah Kula by other knasim?
Even other knasim.
That would be included in the right? We just want to say that we can't extend it to mamon ba'alma.
L'chayr, right? That yesh lov, whether you know you learn.
Because the drasha over there, we do extend.
What?
The drasha over there, we do extend to other, right? Nara, nara, hanara. I think we extend, right? Kimwe b'drabim inay to other cases from that.
Not one more time. Let me hear that again.
In other words, when we learn the drashas there of nara, nara, hanara. Don't we? If I remember correctly, right? That's not just a halacha that we say kimle b'derabba minei by nanas, but by all chivei krisos.
Kimle b'derabba minei. One second, I'm not.
I'm not remembering it right.
The sugya over there was a kimle b'derabba minei sugya. I'll just remind you what I thought the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is discussing Veloy Sila Isha, right? Which was a condition the Gemara thought in the parsha in the Chiyuvim of Oynis, Veloy Sila Isha has to be Isha Ruila in order to have the Chiyuvim of the parsha. That's in the Gemara thought,
so
have Naira to say that no, to be Marbi, even an Isha that's not Ruilo has Knas Akoponim. Right? So it wasn't really related.
Well, one want to say that we learn, my mixing of a different question, but one to say that we say Kimwe Midrabine by Lav Balma, and one to say by Karis.
Kimwe Midrabine.
Maybe we had the. I don't know. Is that the sixth psukim that we had? Tuba Gufo and.
One is for to be bo or kamora basulos, that you go from onus to mefuta, and the other was the gezeira shava. I don't know. Velo mesa. Lo Mesa, that she has to be alive.
Right, but
maybe
I got it.
Right. From looking over there, I don't see it yet, but maybe I'm missing something. Okay, but so Akoponin, just going with what Kinneret seems to be. But you, the point that you're raising right now, that maybe one could still dan with, right? Meaning to say, okay, I just want to wonder, once you brought this up, so Shlomo is saying like this, is that in this point in the Rishonim, Tosfos, right, that he's saying that, no, there's a special Gilei Boy Knas, and maybe other things work differently, so when you have this positive by Knas, so what's the cutoff line? What are the two categories? Is it the Knas of Oynis, as opposed to all everything else, other momen and other knosses all have the din of milkolaki, and it's dafka over here that the Torah was marbe that mishalim, or the way we would split the two categories, or we would learn all knosses from this, and that would be momen. Okay, right? That we could try to see if we bring a riot to, but I mean Tosis's kasha, I believe, is regardless withstanding. Right, because Tosfos is saying his rule definitely including moment also, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but good point, very good point that you're being moira. At that point, what would be the two categories? One second. See, now I'm thinking. See, I think what you're referring to. All right, I don't know if we should rehash that right now. But this is a discussion that we had when the Gemara wanted to say that our Tana argues on Bechum and Akana, right? Right. That the chorus doesn't patter. That was a shiloh of the maybe because patters, but there's a ribui. That same ribui, right, says that there's no, that even though ba'alma, but there's a kimle, but over here we're not going to say a kimle. Right?
To go back and close.
Right. So it's mixed up with over there.
Okay. Right. That was a. Yeah. Akoponim. So that is Tosfos's question. Okay, it's a little late now, right now, to get into the Chesbonis in Tosfos. Maybe we'll say over just one teretz of Tosfos, which is the easiest teretz. It might be shver, but akoponim, but
less shver.
Yeah, let's see the Rabbeinu Tam. You see, the second Rabbeinu Tam. You see, in the Tosfos Yeshanim, in the small print in the brackets. You see that? V'oy pirush Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, in the little words. Right where the bracket is.
Right, Pesach Ben Tam. The Daik, the Memoyim Mishalim, mid the Porich, Boigris, Foika Boishes Supukam, Mishalim Bishoite. Ben Tam says like this: that the Daik of the Gemara is really from the Hemshach of the conversation. That means that when the Gemara is saying that Almo Kosovar Ulo. It's not like we thought, which is going back on the beginning of the discussion, but it's really going on the whole discussion. Now, the Gemara is assuming over here that it is Ulo which is involved in this conversation, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, we ask the kasha on Ulo, but there's other momenis, and Ulo said, "Oh, I'll get rid of the other momenis." So if that's so, I see that even concerning other momenis, he's getting rid of. Okay, so Vayisachayis that he holds that the rule by all over, not only by knas, right? Because you see, he's dealing with other momenis. Is also Mimayim Mishalim, and that's why he has to get rid, and that's what he's doing. He's making the same arrangements over here that if there would be Mominus, you'd be Chayiv the Mominus. That Mishnah, which is Chayiv Malchus, is because there's no Mominus. Right? So that's what Tosfos says. From the Gemara's question and the way he answered that question, B'shoito, B'loi Mishani, the Loik of Enim Mishalim. Elavada de Vale Sovar de Baalmo Nami Mimoin Mishalim Veloi Loki. And just speak it out until he's saying, were it to be that he holds Dafka Knas, is we get Knas, right? And not Momen, and not Malchus. But when you have Malchus and other Momen, then you get the Malchus, so then this question is not a question at all. Right? What's the one asking? Well, there's other Momen. Fine, the other Momen. The other Momen doesn't size up against Malchus. Right? So the question doesn't start. It's only Knas which is the issue. That's why he got rid of Knas. So from the fact that we see that he accepted that question and he had to do the same thing to the other Momenis, his vice case that he holds that by all. And all types of chiyuv momen together with the malchus, the din would be manusham mukal loki, and that's why he has to get rid of it. And that's what the alma is based on. Now, what Tosfos asks on that, we'll just see the first question. Vaykasha de'ein nirishi heize medivrei ulo el talmuda hu dekoomar lei. So Tosfos, that one's saying that in order to make this. This assumption from the conversation, you got to know that it's Ulo who's discussing it. But Zotaisa, it doesn't seem like that. The Pashas in the Gemara, Ulo said his teres. The Gemara had a question on Ulo's teres, and the Gemara answered that question for Ulo. But Ulo himself is not talking. Now, the reason is important. Yeah. The reason why the Gemara asked the question is for the same reason that the Gemara says Al Mokosover, right? But that in itself is in question now in Tosfos, right? Mm-hmm. So of course, the whole Gemara somehow saw in Ula that Ula's clout all over, right? Mm-hmm. From his initial answer, somehow we saw that his clout all over is the Manu Sham Milk Leloki. And that's why the Gemara asked the question, had the answer, right? Because the Gemara, because of the Amakos of our Ula. However, Tosfos' question was, that Hagufa, right? Where did that assumption come from to ask the questions, right? You know, to answer like this, right? That's all included in that, right? So that's really, right? So therefore, right, of course, you see the whole Gemara is going with that assumption, but Frank Tyson said, where did this all come from, right? And being that it doesn't seem that it's Ula himself answering the questions, right?
Whether or not he's answering the question, doesn't he have to have an answer to the question?
No, he does. But the question is the question a question? Now, the question is only, this Gemara's question of Ha'ika Baishi Supagam is only a result of Amo Kosovar Ula that Memanisham Mekle Loki. Only because you Makshon took out of Ula that he holds all over. Right, that's why you asked the question, of that, the valid question, and you had to answer like you answered it. But Tosfos' question is right there. We'll ask the question: why did you? How did you think? What made you think that Ula holds like that? Maybe he just said Dafel Gabi Knas, and therefore, when you come to ask with Boishes Begam, it's not a question in the first place.
Right? I mean, he would have said when they asked the Rosh Hashanah, he would have said. In Hachinami, in that case, by a Bogeris, you would be Lok and you wouldn't pay the Boshas and Pagam. Maybe Ula would have answered that way, we don't know.
And
the Gemara gave a different answer.
Right? Well, what was that? Well, why are you talking?
meaning Ola said here we're talking about Nara, and over there by it's talking about Bulgaris,
right?
And they said, oh, but even by Bulgaris you've got Boshus of Pagam, so why should there be Malkus?
Right. So
and he might have said, "In Hachinami, you wouldn't pay Boshus of Pagam
because
you get Malkus,
right?
Because you get the Malkus,
right? 100%. Okay. Okay, you're exempt over here, right? Middle of Shabbat brachos. Right? Okay, you get schaf and common. That's, you know, that's...
Whatever I could get.
That's it. Okay, give out.
Shabbat brachos.
Okay.
Boy.
Okay, very good, everyone. Okay, Shabbat shalom, Beis Hashem. Okay, thank you for participating, following along, as I, like we're saying, we pack a... Baruch Hashem, we descended into the depths over here. Baruch Hashem, I see that our ear tanks are working well.
Sorry, we didn't let you get some with me.